Timothy chapter 1. The roots of education are bitter, but its fruit is sweet. We acknowledge those who with great effort manage to graduate, struggling with economic limitations, pandemic, suffering loneliness, and persevering against all odds. Sadly, some, after striving for several years and having achieved the much-earned degree, do not put their knowledge into practice because they either do not get a job in the trade or profession they prepared for, or discover that the profession in practice was not all what they thought they wanted to do with their lives. Education is what remains after you have forgotten what you have learned in school. Professor Paul reveals to his student, Timothy, that the goal of our instruction is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Verse 5. Not everything is learned in the classrooms, either. Three are the pillars of the foundation that supports the building of a good education, whose result is love: a clean heart, a good conscience, a genuine faith. We will rarely hear this in today's educational institutions, but no one can take away from us the privilege, as parents or grandparents, of instilling these principles in our biological descendants as the two children in the faith. Verse 2. Such is the importance of this legacy that Paul insists: fight the good fight, keeping your faith, leaning completely on God with absolute trust and confidence in his guidance, and having a good conscience. Verses 18 and 19. By living like this, and only by living this way, can we truly honor the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and only wise God. Verse 17. That's the best education.